In Boston, lawyers for hundreds of victims of alleged sexual abuse are reacting angrily to the Archdiocese of Boston's decision to withdraw from a legal settlement. The Archdiocesan Finance Council says money damages in the settlement, worth between $15 and $30 million, are just too expensive. Council members overruled Cardinal Bernard Law, who supported the deal. The money was intended to pay the 86 alleged victims of defrocked priest John Gagan, who's serving a nearly 10-year prison sentence for molestation. But at least 500 more people allege they've been sexually assaulted by priests, and the Finance Council is worried about having to pay out even more money. Lawyers for the alleged victims were stunned. Some say they'll never again believe another word either the Boston Archdiocese or Cardinal Law says. Across the nation, Catholic dioceses are working to strengthen the bonds of trust between lay people and the church. In Oakland, California, posters are going up in churches this weekend that read, "No More Secrets." This is part of a groundbreaking diocesan campaign to minister to victims of sexual abuse by priests. From member station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
Over 2 years ago, well before the Catholic sexual abuse scandal broke in Boston, Oakland Bishop John Cummins did something very unusual. He apologized on behalf of the church to victims of abuse. Recently, he recalled what he said that day, long before the term clergy sexual abuse was splashed across headlines nationwide.
That two-year-old document is just very, very valid right now. The bottom of page one there, you know, where it says, the Diocese of Oakland in solidarity with the Universal Church acknowledges the church's wrongdoing, seeks the forgiveness of those who have been sexually abused by the church's clerical leaders. And then I think this is very good. We also apologize to the Catholic community.
Terry Light was one of the 200 people who were at the apology service. She's also the regional director of a national group called the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Like many other victims, she said she needed to hear an apology from a church leader in order to heal.
It was what I had always wanted. My biggest dream was that the church would say it was sorry, that they would be remorseful, they would talk about their sin, and I got what I wanted.
The public apology ceremony took place in the year 2000, which was designated by the Pope as a Jubilee Year of Reconciliation. Oakland Diocese Chancellor Sister Barbara Flannery searched through the files that year and decided to seek out victims of clergy abuse within the diocese. She talked to them and then organized a committee to plan the apology service with the bishop.
In meeting and listening to survivors, I understand now that, you know, this is kind of like a bad movie and that something will trigger it and the whole thing replays in your mind again. And so you just don't get over it.
The committee also began working to establish a permanent ministry within the diocese for survivors of clergy sexual abuse. They spent 2 years designing the campaign that begins this weekend. They organize educational workshops for clergy members, put together a telephone hotline staffed by survivors, and planned a monthly support group for victims. It's an outreach program similar to ones for the homeless or for teenagers in the church. Sister Flannery says her long-term objective is to change church culture and make Oakland parishes more welcoming to victims.
It's not that I think that the survivors are sitting in the pews, but their aunt or their uncle or their cousin or somebody who knows them is sitting in that pew, and that's what we're hoping we'll be able to pass on that message to them so that we will have an opportunity to reach out and to tell them how sorry as a church we are.
But now the program is coming to fruition in an atmosphere in which the sins of the church are the subject of public debate. It's a very different world. Mark Serrano of the national victims group SNAP says Oakland's program is the kind of sensitive response they've been looking for.
So long as they have a partnership between someone in the church like Sister Flannery and someone in SNAP who knows about survivors and survivors' issues, so long as there's a genuine partnership there, I think that is a great formula for success.
But he says success also depends on the church being honest about past unresolved cases of abuse.
It can't just be about outreach to survivors. It also has to be about church leaders doing the right and moral thing by allowing full disclosure about all cases, releasing parties from confidentiality agreements, and getting out of the business of investigating and prosecuting these cases so that the real experts can do that.
In Oakland, there are currently over a dozen abuse cases under review internally by the church. And at this point, officials say they don't want to report every case to law enforcement. Some cases are too old, they say, and others might reopen old wounds for survivors. Sister Flannery says she'll report any new cases that come to her through the new ministry, as long as the victim agrees that's the right thing to do. Meanwhile, church leaders from around California have visited the committee workshops and meetings to find out how to work with and minister to survivors. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Oakland, California.